Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 6th of December, recording at 9:27 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, the highlights of the day, or quick summary of the day, I should say. Your Asian stock markets generally firm, extending those upward trends in many instances. Japan accepted, of course, but Japan has been firmer in the last couple of weeks. And European stock markets mixed here today, nothing dramatic. The U.S. down slightly here today, but interestingly, the S&P had hit a new high yesterday. And as far as the government bonds are concerned, prices were down just a little bit here today. The JGBs perhaps show the weakest pattern currently of the ones that are futures traded that I look at. And the dollar was a tad steadier here today in response to that somewhat overstretched, somewhat accelerated decline. Precious metals got clipped in here today. And gold down 25 as I speak. This is taking after hour prices. Did I say gold? That was silver down 25. I'm sorry, I hope I didn't give anybody a coronary. Silver down 25 as I speak. That's at March contract at 1377. And gold was is currently down $11.50. It was down 15 at one stage. There's no particular catalyst except that I can see, except gold has backed away from that 650 level and that I was hoping it might break up through this week. But the gold market doesn't care what I hope, does it? And I don't care too much as long as it does it eventually. And silver not holding above that $14 level. It's a little bit of psychological resistance there. So all of those, all of the precious metals were down down today. And industrial metals a little bit easier, nothing dramatic. Tin was the exception up on the day. Grains and beans, we've been talking about those quite a bit recently. They were softer in here today. So going to see a longer consolidation, it looks like. And oil down 13 cents as I speak, 62.30. Okay. So what's going on here? Well, I maintain steadfastly that what we're seeing in terms of global stock markets, where we've seen it, is no more than what I'd forecast would be a somewhat bigger reaction. You know, I've avoided using the word correction. We would see a somewhat bigger reaction than we had seen over the two previous months. I've been saying this really since I think the middle of November, and a bit more of a ranging phase. But I have gone out of my way to emphasize that I didn't think we'd see anything like the pullback that we saw last June and May and June. And I think, again, the seasonal factors remain favorable. There are developing risks. Obviously, there are always risks about. I'm not going to talk too much about them right now. What I am going to do, then I mentioned this, and I mentioned it in the comment of the day, which I hope to post shortly, is that I'm going to comment on the seminar yesterday that I attended yesterday. I'll comment on it tomorrow, particularly Jeremy Grantham's fantastic presentation, probably the best I've ever heard at a conference. And I'll do that in terms of the comment on it and with my own additional views on this and where I think we're going in terms of the overall outlook. Something I may spin over a couple of, at least a couple of sessions. Okay, government bonds, they're one of the canaries in the coal cage, in the coal mine, rather. And the canaries are not singing here just yet. That's quite good. I've described the Middle Eastern stock markets, which have not been conforming to the global trend at all. The oil producers, in particular, I've described them as a potential canary in the coal mine, but they were the, I may be worrying too much about that, they were the, and if they are a canary in the coal mine, they're singing, in terms of alarm bells. They haven't flopped dead yet, but they're certainly still coming down. I don't want to overreact on that, though. That may be just due to the fact that there'd been such a bubble in those markets. I mean, that really was a genuine, genuine bubble, vastly more overextended in terms of valuations, Saudi Arabia in particular, than any of the other stock markets around the world. And precious metals, well, we've had a ranging ascent for the most part. Markets were picking up a bit of steam, which has been checked for the moment, but I think that the big move is still on the upside here. But you know, they're volatile, and they have been all along. When you look at a long-term chart, sometimes it doesn't look that volatile, but when you're trading leveraged futures, as many of you are, they're extremely volatile. But again, I don't see the dollar going up that much. I don't see the oil price going down that much. The dollar, I think, is basically a tailwind for the precious metals. I think the other currencies are not exactly a headwind for the precious metals, in the sense that everybody knows that the central banks do not want strong currencies. And that leaves gold as the hard long-term currency being steadily remonetized in the eyes of investors, as I've said in recent years. And the industrial metals, most of them are still in backwardations. That remains an extremely interesting story overall. So, not too much change from what I've been saying here over the last few weeks. So I'll cut this one short, get it, and finish completing the website. There's a terrific email of the day on there, by the way. And again, tomorrow, I'd say I'll start with some of these comments on the or reporting on the Independent Investor Seminar, which had some awfully good stuff. Meanwhile, all the best.